Earth and Sky.
We all evolved in a 1G environment, one gravity environment. When you take that away, amazing things happen.
You're listening to Jeannie Becker of the company Astrogenetics. She's a medical researcher and an expert on the impact of reduced gravity on human health. Becker is a collaborator on studies being conducted now on NASA's International Space Station.
The research that is being done there is not just for the astronauts.
She said scientists on the space station have been looking at harmful bacteria like Salmonella and even more deadly methicillin-resistant staph, also known as MRSA. Becker said that in space, bacteria alter their gene expression, which increases the bacteria's virulence, its ability to cause disease.
We saw that this change happened, and we asked the question, if the cause of the virulence can be uncovered at a genetic level, can we use that information to create a vaccine?
The answer appears to be yes. Becker said early research with Salmonella in space has led to possible clinical trials in 2009 for a vaccine. She has similar hopes for finding a vaccine for MRSA bacteria.
We're trying to understand if we can use space to create new ways of developing vaccines as well as other kinds of therapeutics.
More with Jeannie Becker at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.